So in the Holy Quran, it says, Allah says that everything in creation has been created for the service of mankind.
Yes,
but
that's
we
correct.
are prohibited the flesh or the swine.
Yes.
But apart from the flesh itself, are there other products of...
Do you eat arsenic?
No.
Why not? Is it created for you?
It has benefits as well. It can be used
for
medicine.
Do you eat anything, any dung or filth, or do you ever drink from the sewage canals?
Yeah.
Huh? No?
Yeah.
Why not? It's created for you. Created for what purpose? In what manner, or what manner is the service rendered to you by everything? That is the question. Everything is not for eating. Even those words which are not forbidden otherwise, in relation to the dietary rules and regulations of the Holy Quran, they're not forbidden, yet you do not eat them for other reasons. Although they could provide a wholesome meat. Once Hazrat Muslim Aud brought a bird which he had shot, I think it was a parrot or something, and showed with pride to Masih Maud Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Look here, I have shot this bird." Hamisham turned to him and said, "Look here, every bird is not for eating. Isn't it a beautiful bird? There are some for decoration, for adding charm and color to your human life, by presenting them this wonderful view of beautiful birds, singing birds and dancing birds and this bird and that bird." So everything is created for the service, all right, but it depends on what service will they render. It doesn't mean that everything is created because it is for service, so you eat it up. You can't, anyway. You can't eat iron or gold or silver or earth as such. Yet they're all for your service, aren't they?